Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, celebrating 175 years of booting bakery master, baker, Fernando Padilla. Hola, amigo.
Hola, how you doing, Liam?
I'm doing great. We've been friends for a long time.
Oh, yeah, it's almost, what, 30 years?
No, 175 years. It's been a long time. My word, I mean, for any business to be open for 10 years, 50, 100, 175 years, and you're celebrating a big milestone. You've been with Boudin for how many years now?
Actually, this year is going to be 45 years.
45 of the 175. Okay, let's go back to your first day at Boudin Bakery. What was your first assignment, first job? Your first day on the job, what were you doing? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. I walked in. They gave me a paper hat and an apron, and I went right into, they call it the bench. So you had to, I was, and one side I had a nice and tall Frenchman, and another side I had another guy, Italian guy. And then a few minutes later, the owner, actually, Papa Steve, came in right there to us, worked with us, tried to make dinner rolls and onion rolls, and I started making shape bread by hand. I started, oh my God, it was like, I felt so intimidated at these. I thought they were old back then, but no, they were under 50s.
And think about that. And you worked your way all the way up to Master Baker, 45 years. I want to ask you this. Back then, day one, do you remember how much a stick of sourdough bread was?
Oh, yeah, it was 45 cents for a 1 pound loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how much is it today?
Oh, it's almost $6. It's average from the location, but it's $5, $5.50, $5.35. You know, it's between $5 and $6 for a loaf of bread. Yeah.
But I have some good news for our friends listening, because as part of the 175th anniversary, there's a week of specials, and so every single day at Boudin, go to boudinbakery.com for all the info. But if you come down here to the wharf, you can come in here, and on one of the days, a sourdough stick, a pound of sourdough, will be how much?
$1.75.
$1.75. I mean, you're kidding me? Those are what? Those are maybe 1980s prices?
Yeah, the 80s, yeah. The end of 90s. Like, no, before the 90s. That's what the price was, yeah.
So not just that, all kinds of special deals. I love the buy one, get one deal.
Oh, that's a great deal, man, especially our clam chowder and a bread bowl. I mean, you can just buy one and bring a partner, you know, or you can eat both or you invite somebody.
I love that you looked at me when you said you can eat both. You know, bring a friend so one of you gets to eat for free. What do you love most about working at Boudin Bakery? What is it that's kept you here, Fernando, for 45 years?
I love baking. I love touching dough. I love to see the end after you bake something. I still haven't baked the perfect loaf of bread yet, you know, because every day you have to get better at it. I look up. I mean, that's what I do every day. I'm pretty much the caretaker of a piece of history of San Francisco, if you really look at it that way, since 1849 to have a starter and keep it alive. I mean, that's the number one thing, to be able to keep that dough alive and then bake a good loaf of bread, a good sourdough loaf of bread. And it's part of the history of San Francisco, so it's just an amazing job to be able to do that day in, day out, and just see the rewarding at the end, like the loaf of bread we're giving it to you. I give you my best loaf of bread that day. You know, tomorrow I'll try to give you my best loaf of bread again, but it's giving my hard work and my heart and all that goes into it.
And Fernando, it's amazing, as we celebrate 175 years, that's a 175-year-old starter, that sourdough starter, to have it still live and be part of the success of Boudin all these years.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I was trained actually by Papa Steve, you know, and working by him side by side and to teach you. I learned backwards, actually. I learned hands-on with the great masters back there, and then pick up the books after. But it was just to be able to have taking care of this dough day in, day out for the past 45 years. And it's not that much. Look, 175, 45, it's only three other people that since 1849. It's just, it's amazing if you really think about it.
That's history. I love coming down to the wharf, and as you walk in and you see the bakers at work creating all kinds of unique things. You still do some of the unique things like the crab and what have you?
Until now, every loaf of bread I created, you know, except for, of course, the original stick and all that, butter or the baguette and all that. But no, it's having play with dough, or not play, but work with dough. You can build up anything with your hands on something that looks good. So that's why, you know, right down the window, I know it looks touristy, but we're dealing with the real thing. You know, we're working with real dough and making these great creatures. Yeah, no, I love making those crabs and those bears and those, you know, turtles out there on the window, wave at people, having a lot of smiles. People come out and start biting a baguette in front of you, and that just makes my day. They're enjoying my bread.
The sourdough, the famous San Francisco sourdough, what makes it special, and what do you love about the bread itself?
Oh, it's just the chewiness, the tanginess. I like a dark crust sourdough that you can actually taste the good crust and the good fermentation and the sweetness of the flour itself. But it's just whenever you can bake it on a brick oven or you can bake it on a rack oven. It's just the way, the tanginess, the chewiness, the bread, it's just the crust. I love that. It's just like eat a whole loaf of bread on my way home.
Well, I've done that many times, Fernando. You know, I love my sourdough with clam chowder. How do you like to enjoy your sourdough? Do you have some butter and jam? Do you eat it raw? Do you have it with clam chowder? What's the deal?
Oh, I enjoy it just with a little bit of butter. I get it half a loaf easy. You know, sometimes I go to the game, sometimes bring a loaf of bread, slap some salami in there. Just salami and a sourdough. You can't go wrong with that. That's a great sandwich.
You have a lot of fans who come through here. I know baseball players, football players, a lot of great famous San Franciscans come here. Everyone is in love with Boudin's sourdough bread.
Oh, and it makes me very proud to see that we see people from all over the world, especially all the sports scene that come down. You see them come in and they enjoy the loaf of bread or enjoy the soup on a bread bowl. It's just a great feeling that I can give great food, serve great food and great loaves of bread to people from all over the world. Yeah.
And finally, for those who've never been to a Boudin bakery, I know they're scattered all over. The Anchor, the main one here, Fisherman's Wharf. Why should people come and visit? Why should they come try the bread?
Oh, it's a great loaf. We just don't have the loaf of bread now. We complement, we have some great menu, the menu to complement the area, you know, the area of the Fisherman's Wharf, the, you know, the crab melts and the, you know, all the sandwiches that we have. And as we go, we add at a great pricing, actually. We add all these different types of sandwiches all the time, and even not just at the wharf, our other Boudin cafes around the Bay Area. Sure, you know, during the people want to pick up a loaf of bread, they can pick a loaf of bread, but if they want to pick up their sandwiches or order their sandwiches or soups, salads, things like that, but always sourdough. Anybody can make food out there, believe me. Anybody can, restaurant can make food, mm-hmm. can make all that. But to have right behind and next to it a 175-year-old starter that you're taking a bite of that, you're eating a piece of history with your meal every day.
Well, listen, Master Baker, Fernando Padilla, my friend, you are part of the history. Thanks for always.
Thank you for coming, Liam. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your passion. Thanks for sharing the sourdough with me. Friends, do yourself a favor. Boudin Bakery, 175 years. It is a taste of San Francisco. A special week of special events. Fernando mentioned some of the offers and things you can enjoy from a, you know, a pound of sourdough, a loaf yours for just $1.75. Some of the buy one, get one free specials as well. All you need to know at boudinbakery.com. More on Master Baker Fernando's story and our full interview at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Another glass of wine, please.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Liam Maclem, KCBS Foodie Champ, celebrating 175 years of Boudin Bakery. Master Baker Fernando Padilla. Hola, amigo.
Hola. How you doing, Liam?
I'm doing great. We've been friends for a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's almost, what, 30 years?
No, 175 years. It's been a long time. My word. I mean, for any business to be open for 10 years, 50, 100, 175 years, and you're celebrating a big milestone. You've been with Boudin for how many years now?
Actually, this year is going to be 45 years.
45 of the 175. Okay, let's go back to your first day at Boudin Bakery. What was your first assignment, first job? Your first day on the job, what were you doing? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. I walked in, they gave me a paper hat and an apron, and I went right into, they call it the bench. So you had to, I was, and one side I had a nice and tall Frenchman, and another side I had another guy, Italian guy. And then a few minutes later, the owner actually, Papa Steve, came in right there to us, worked with us, started making dinner rolls and onion rolls, and I started making shaved bread by hand. I started, oh my God, it was like, I felt so intimidated at these. I thought they were old back then, but no, they were in their 50s. And, yeah.
And think about that. And you worked your way all the way up to Master Baker, 45 years. I want to ask you this. Back then, day one, do you remember how much a stick of sourdough bread was?
Oh, yeah, it was 45 cents for a 1 pound loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And
how much is it today?
Oh, it's almost $6. See, the average from the location, but it's $5.50, $5.35. You know, it's between $5 and $6 for a loaf of bread. Yeah.
But I have some good news for our friends listening, because as part of the 175th anniversary, there's a week of specials, and so every single day at Boudin, go to boudinbakery.com for all the info. But if you come down here to the wharf, you can come in here, and on one of the days, a sourdough stick, a pound of sourdough will be how much?
$1.75.
$1.75. I mean, you're kidding me? Those are what? Those are maybe 1980s prices?
Yeah, the 80s, the end of 90s. Like, no, before the 90s. That's what the price was, yeah.
So not just that, all kinds of special deals. I love the buy one, get one deal.
Oh, that's a great deal, man, especially our clam chowder and a bread bowl. I mean, you can just buy one and bring a partner, you know, or you can eat both, or you invite somebody.
I love that you looked at me when you said you can eat both, or you know, bring a friend, so one of you gets to eat for free. What do you love most about working at Boudin Bakery? What is it that's kept you here, Fernando, for 45 years?
I love baking. I love touching dough. I love to see the end after. You bake something. I still haven't baked the perfect loaf of bread yet, you know, because every day you have to get better at it. I look up. I mean, that's what I do every day. And then, you know, I'm pretty much the caretaker of a piece of history of San Francisco, if you really look at it that way, since 1849, to have a starter and keep it alive. I mean, that's the number one thing, to be able to keep that dough alive and then bake a good loaf of bread, a good sourdough loaf of bread. And it's part of the history of San Francisco. So it's just an amazing job to be able to do that day in, day out, and just see the rewarding at the end, like the loaf of bread we're giving it to you. I give you my best loaf of bread that day. You know, tomorrow I'll try to give you my best loaf of bread again, but it's giving you my hard work and my heart and all that goes into it.
And Fernando, it's amazing, as we celebrate 175 years, that's a 175-year-old starter. That sourdough starter, to have it still live and be part of the success of Boudin all these years.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I was trained actually by Papa Steve, you know, and working by him side by side, and to teach you. I learned backwards, actually. I learned hands-on with the great masters back there, and then pick up the books after. But it was just to be able to have taking care of this dough day in, day out for the past 45 years. And it's not that much. Look, 175, 45, it's only three other people that since 1849. It's just, it's amazing if you really think about it.
That's history. I love coming down to the wharf, and as you walk in and you see the bakers at work creating all kinds of unique things. You still do some of the unique things like the crab and what have you?
Until now, every loaf of bread I created, you know, except for of course, the original stick and all that, butter or the baguette and all that. But no, it's having play with dough, or not play, but work with dough. You can build up anything with your hands on something that looks good. So that's why, you know, right down the window, I know it looks touristy, but we're dealing with the real thing. You know, we're working with real dough and making these great creatures. Yeah, no, I love making those crabs and those bears and those, you know, turtles out there on the window, wave at people, having a lot of smiles. People come out and start biting a baguette in front of you, and that just makes my day. That's enjoying my bread.
The sourdough, the famous San Francisco sourdough, what makes it special, and what do you love about the bread itself?
Oh, it's just the chewiness, the tanginess. I like a dark crust sourdough that you can actually taste the good crust and the good fermentation and the sweetness of the flour itself. But it's just whatever. You can bake it on a brick oven or you can bake it on a rack oven. It's just the way, the tanginess, the chewiness, the bread. It's just the crust. I love that. It's just like eat a whole loaf of bread on my way home.
Well, I've done that many times, Fernando. You know, I love my sourdough with clam chowder. How do you like to enjoy your sourdough? Do you have some butter and jam? Do you eat it raw? Do you have it with clam chowder? What's the deal?
I enjoy it just with a little bit of butter. I get it half a loaf easy. You know, sometimes I go to the game, sometimes bring a loaf of bread, slap some salami in there. Just salami and a sourdough. You can't go wrong with that. That's a great sandwich.
You have a lot of fans who come through here. I know baseball players, football players, a lot of great famous San Franciscans come here. Everyone is in love with Boudin's sourdough bread.
Oh, and it makes me very proud to see that we see people from all over the world, especially all the sports scenes that come down. You'll see them come in and they enjoy the loaf of bread or enjoy the soup on a bread bowl. It's just a great feeling that I can give great food, serve great food and great loaves of bread to people from all over the world. Yeah.
And finally, for those who've never been to a Boudin bakery, I know they're scattered all over. The Anchor, the main one here, Fisherman's Wharf. Why should people come and visit? Why should they come try the bread?
Oh, it's a great loaf. We just don't have the loaf of bread now. We complement, we have some great menu, the menu to complement the area, you know, the area of the Fisherman's Wharf, the crab melts and the, you know, all the sandwiches that we have. And as we go, we add, at a great pricing, actually. We add all these different types of sandwiches all the time, and even not just at the wharf, our other Boudin cafes around the Bay Area. Sure, you know, during the people want to pick up a loaf of bread, they can pick a loaf of bread, but either want to pick up their sandwiches, order their sandwiches, their soups, salads, things like that. But always sourdough. Anybody can make food out there, believe me. Anybody can, restaurant can make food, mm-hmm. can make all that. But to have right behind and next to it, a 175-year-old starter that you're taking a bite of that, you're eating a piece of history with your meal every day.
Well, listen, Master Baker, Fernando Padilla, my friend, you are part of the history. Thanks for always.
Thank you for coming, Liam. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your passion. Thanks for sharing the sourdough with me. Friends, do yourself a favor. Boudin Bakery, 175 years. It is a taste of San Francisco. A special week of special events. Fernando mentioned some of the offers and things you can enjoy from a, you know, a pound of sourdough, a loaf yours for just $1.75. Some of the buy one, get one free specials as well. All you need to know at boudinbakery.com. More on Master Baker Fernando's story and our full interview at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Another glass of wine, please.
Cheers. Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.